in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, the one who has raised men and the one who has anointed men, I speak over your life and I speak over your destiny. Every affliction that has brought you tears, that has brought you shame, that has brought you pain, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, I decree and declare that affliction comes to an end now. 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 He said, they are taken for a prey, and none saith restore. I've come as a voice of restoration. And in the name of Jesus, I prophesy to someone, between now and the end of June, I stand by the God who has raised men, the one who has given the grace to appoint unto men. In the name of Jesus, between now and the end of June, return with strange testimonies. Return with strange testimonies. I program strange testimonies around your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to everyone in ministry here. I don't know what has brought you down. I don't know what is the area of struggle, but I prophesy to you, rise to the place of prophecy. Rise to the place of destiny. Rise to the place of prophecy. Rise to the place of destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ. You may be here and your affliction has to do with losses and pain. You lost money. You lost things, you lost relationships, you lost opportunities. In the name of Jesus, like Samuel prophesied to Saul, I decree and declare, may that missing donkey, whatever it is, I command it to return back to your life. I command it to return back to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare, you see, look at me. When it has to do with the world of men, the way you pray over men is different from the way you pray over things, because things were not given dominion so you can command them. But when it has to do with men, you can't command men per se, because God honors their will. Are we together? But there is a name God is called, the Father of Spirits. Have you heard of that name before? The Father of Spirits means every spirit can be summoned by him. The body is a slave to the spirit. Even those who practice witchcraft know this. When they summon people, they don't summon their bodies. Your body can remain in the room there, and they can summon your spirit and manipulate it and return it back to the body, and you wake up a victim of what has happened in the spirit. There is a name God is called, the Father. Your boss is a spirit. You know that? Your business is first a spirit. Yes, sir. James said in chapter 2 and 26, a body without a spirit is dead. Situations are alive because they have spirits connected to them. If you separate that situation from the spirit, the situation will die because it becomes a body without a spirit. Are we together? I'm saying this because of the prayer I want to pray for you. I may not have the power to command a human being to come to violate their will, but I can say, like Michael said, the Lord rebuke you. So I can call on God, who is the Father of Spirits, and cause him to summon the spirit of your destiny helper and insist that they find no rest till they bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, and insist that they arise by the spirit and partner with prophecy over your life. I decree this in the name of Jesus Christ. The Father of Spirits. Watch him in action when he woke Ahasuerus from sleep. The Bible says that night could not Ahasuerus sleep because the Father of Spirits needed Mordecai to be blessed. Watch the Father of Spirits move, and he granted a dream to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was troubled by that dream, and he could not sleep until Joseph came to lamplight, until Daniel came to lamplight. When God moves as the Father of spirits, men never rest until men are blessed. I'm praying it again. I don't know who has been ordained by God to be stationed around your life and your destiny. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I call on my God, who is also your God. From now to the end of June, may the Father of Spirits summon every destiny helper. In the name of Jesus Christ. And every negative spirit that has been attached to situations, prolonging them. There are situations that are no more natural. When spirits participate with bodies, they create longevity to whatever process there is. That means men can bless you based on the law of time and chance. But when the spirit of favor comes upon you, there is longevity to that blessing. It does not stop. Are we together? The same way, watch this. The same way somebody, you can get a slight headache just as because of a wear and tear of your activity. But when a spirit partners with that condition, it will now have longevity. The assignment of spirits is to sustain processes. They are the longevity factors. Anything you see staying unnecessarily long is already an indication that there is a spirit component. That disfavor has stayed too long, there is a spirit component. Are we together now? That business issue that can be solved in one day has taken 3-4 years, there is a spirit. That one is within the office of the believer to deal with. Let me speak over you that every unclean spirit, like the Bible calls it, a spirit that is not of the Christ, that has attached itself to any situation around your life, manipulating it and creating pain, I separate you from that spirit now. I separate you from that spirit now. I separate you from that spirit now. And I decree and declare, let the blessing speak on your life. Let the blessing speak on your finances. Let the blessing speak over your family. Let the blessing speak over your ministry. Let the blessing speak. Go and prosper in the name of Jesus. Rise and scale heights in destiny in the name of Jesus. I speak life to your prayer life, life to your word study life. In the name of Jesus Christ, no one under the sound of my voice will die prematurely. I say it again, no one under the sound of my voice will die prematurely. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for one last time, let me speak favor over you. For God's sake, let your heart be open to receive. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy this grace that is called favor. Let it rest on your life. Let it produce extraordinary results. Men rise into your help. Men rise into your rescue. God using men to roll away shame, to roll away reproach. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So shall it be. So shall it be. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus.